Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome, Dan Bach, Roto Grinders, Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Monday. Of course, presented to you by Fantasy Draft. Make sure you check them out. This week, another week of the Carolina Million. We'll kind of recap that and some of the other big tournaments happening there. And remember, really nice overlay, really good value on your entries, which you need to be taking advantage of. I know the buy-in might be higher, but if you can afford it, you're not going to get better value on your entry. So check them out this week. It's, I believe, $300 is the buy-in, I think, for the Carolina Million Championship. And we'll recap that game and some other ones here in just a moment. We'll talk baseball on this Monday night. I know a lot of you still on the baseball grind, and you know how I work. It's baseball during the week, trying to qualify and satellite into some tournaments on other sites that, maybe I wouldn't normally be playing, whether it's bankroll or, I just don't like the structure. And a good example of that this upcoming week is I saw FanDuel drop their Sunday Million down to 2.75, which is fine. Like, if you want to lessen the amount of money in your tournament, that's fine. But they still have a $1 million first place prize. So $1 million out of 2.75, that is ridiculously top heavy of a payout. I will be surprised if I buy in to that tournament much at all, just because all the money is on the high end. Like, if you're not hitting first, you finish like top 10 and you're going to win like $5,000, which I know sounds good, but I think FanDuel would be better served to basically keeping it the Sunday Millions and spreading the payments out a little bit. Think of how much money of that $1 million leaves the ecosystem immediately. Like, just gone. Poof. See you later. And, if you can either, pay some of the middle spots out a little bit higher, that's going to keep money on the site. It's going to keep people churning. I just don't know, at least for me, the $1 million draw is nice and all, but when it's at a 2.7 total prize pool, that's going to be a harder pass for me. Even DraftKings, they're not, I think it's $4.5 million with $1 million up top. Like, I can tolerate that. I can live with that. But once you get below three or less, not my cup of tea. I don't think you're doing it right, in my opinion. But maybe they feel like from a marketing angle, it works for them. But I just wanted to throw that out there because I just don't think it's the best structure for the players out there, especially, like, we love big tournaments, but if somebody wins, $500,000 and then you send another $500,000 back into the ecosystem, paid out accordingly, I think we would all be happy with that. And I'm not saying like you just stretch out the min cash or something like that, but again, the kind of middle tier, like make it better for yourself and the players. And I don't think $1 million up top does either of those two things when you get to that level. $4 million, $5 million, fine. No problem with that. But when it goes below three, I've kind of got a problem with that. but I want to recap some games, and we'll get to baseball here as we move on to Monday night. Let's see. First things first, and I do want to let people know, if you didn't know this, I didn't know it, but this weekend we rolled out, I want to say it's the kind of beta version because, we haven't heavily promoted it much at all, but our results database, which is pretty cool, gives you a snapshot of people's lineups, people's exposure, And it's always been something that you'd have to look at the following day. So, like, today we could go in and look at all the winning lineups, all the player exposures. You type in, you know, a certain player, and you can see, you know, what their, basically what their exposures were to players in the tournament, whether it's myself or CSU Ram or Roto Grinders Cam, who, by the way, made a nice run in the Millionaire Maker on DraftKings. And that's pretty kind of cool little thing. Well, we've changed it up now so that it is now going to be available to you in real time. So you can check that out during the games. Now, this is like the first iteration. Again, there's going to be more innovative, interesting, cool things that we're going to try and do with this on the live side of things. But definitely kind of take a look at it so you can kind of see in real time what's going on. And last night we had our, you know, I was looking at it a little bit. And again, Cam, who's one of the co-founders here at Roto Grinders, had a really good shot at that Millionaire Maker win. Kandia ended up bumping past him a little bit late in the 4 o'clock games and still had a really nice showing when it was all said and done. But the winner last night was Tim Woodbury 10, and he fired a single bullet, first and second place, one lineup, and they won, what, $1 million and $200K for first and second place. His lineup: Brady, Anderson, Montgomery, Nelson, Allen, Curse, Gronk, Kareem Hunt, and the Arizona defense. I was not on CJ Anderson. That was one guy on that list that I really was not on at all. And then Jermaine Curse. It's funny because I really like the Oakland passing game. I like Cooper better than Crabtree, but on the few teams that I did that, I played Robbie Anderson to try and get the, get the other side of that game. Like, if Oakland's going to score a bunch of passing touchdowns, clearly the Jets are going to be passing, and that's what happened. And it was funny because before the game, I was in Slack chat or Skype chat with Britt Devine, and I said, I really like this passing game. I'm on Oakland today, and I'm running some Robbie Anderson back. And he said, no, you need to be taking Curse instead. I didn't listen to him. I wish I did, because Curse had a monster game at just minuscule ownership. But pretty good lineup build there from Tim. Congrats to him on that million-dollar win over there on DraftKings. On FanDuel, the winner of their $1 million was C. Pendolino. He won $1 million with Brady, Freeman, Montgomery, Hogan, Crabtree, Nelson, Gronk, Santos, and Ravens. The one name on that list I didn't have any exposure to was Devontae Freeman, and he was only 5% owned, 23 fantasy points for him last night, a couple of touchdowns, and that's a come-from-behind win right there, because he was probably not on the radar to win $1 million, and then he got 49 points from the running backs, and that vaulted him up the list, and he's one of the newest DFS millionaires, so congrats to him. FanDuel does not have the .csvs, so people are probably wondering, why do you only do DraftKings on your results DB? Well, it's because they're the only ones that have that .csv ability for us. So we would love it if FanDuel would add that. It would make it that much better. I think it would be a better experience for everybody. But they've got some reasons why they don't want people doing that, apparently, or they don't want to offer that. But nonetheless, if they do, we will obviously add that to what we're doing with Results DB. And then lastly, on Fantasy Draft, the Carolina Million Week 2 qualifier, and Ricky D is going to likely, it's not done yet because they do include the Monday night games, likely going to have the trip to North Carolina for his share of $1 million, one with a 202.98 over Alb 3 with 202.89, or 88. So he won by 0.1 points last night, and wow, that is about as tight as they come. And the interesting thing is, he needed every single point Ty Montgomery got him last night, because Alb 3
He didn't have anybody in that late game at all, so he was sitting there looking like he might end up winning, and then Ty Montgomery just kept going and going and going, and Ricky D got up for it. Now, he's a guy who's been grinding DFS for a long time, and you know, he's really a solid player, and I'm not surprised at all to see him qualify for this. He's been, you know, at DraftKings Finals. He's been at FanDuel Finals. He's one of the better players that people don't really know or talk about. No, he's not a tout or anything like that, but super solid player from top to bottom. And he put together the winning lineup. You know, my regrets, it's funny because I had Crabtree on a team and he was 1% owned. And sure enough, on that same team, I had Ezekiel Elliott, which was just a monster flop for me. And then the other really good lineup I had to finish in the top 20, DeSean Jackson at 1%. Regretting not playing Emmanuel Sanders. I really like Sanders this week too, but just didn't have him on that particular lineup. And, you know, when you're playing these Qs, you pretty much got to hit everything. And I more or less had it all except that stupid 7 points from DeSean Jackson instead of somebody else. So, you know what? Good run. We'll make a run at it hopefully again next week over there on Fantasy Draft. Be on the lookout for some satellites for them in the lobby as the week goes on. All right, that's what I got in terms of our you know, reviewing the lineups. Let's get into baseball for today. And pretty easy slate. Looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games for us, and Clayton Kershaw is pitching. And I know he didn't pitch well his last start, but I don't see 3.32 favorites all that often in daily fantasy. And even that last start, 22 fantasy points on DraftKings is not terrible. But it's just like, where else are you going to go today? I mean, like, he's going to garner ridiculous ownership. And I'll probably throw some cash games out there in hopes that somebody gets cute and doesn't roster him. But I'm playing Clayton Kershaw in basically every lineup against this Phillies team. Checks in at a 12-1 salary over there on FanDuel. Looks like DraftKings, he's at 13-7. And on Fantasy Draft, 26-7. So he's not going to come cheap. But the fact is, there's not like another high-priced pitcher to really pivot to today. So I think the builds, the two-site builds, Fantasy Draft, DraftKings, I think it's Dan Straley and Clayton Kershaw. And I think it's going to be super mega uber chalk on those guys here today. So, you know, if you want to play the game theory angle and hope that Dan Straley gets lit up, that's probably a smart play to go with. But where you're going elsewhere, I love Jameson Taillon, but he's just not a guy that I think I can play right now. Like, he just doesn't have that K upside that that I'm looking for. And then, you know, Suter out there for the Brewers. He got hot with the strikeouts early on, but 3-0, 2-3-2, you know, again, those were limited innings, but I just don't think he's got the K upside that I'm looking for. And not that Straley necessarily does, but he's a mega strong favorite. He's cheap at like 7,500. I mean, maybe you could look to, you know, Patrick Corbin. He's been good, but I just, you know, he's a little pricey today at 9.96, I believe, over on DraftKings. Fantasy Draft, 18.6. You know, last start against Colorado was really good, but the start before against San Diego, he's facing today, gave you a -6. But he's been pretty steady for the most part. I just think he and Kershaw, it's going to be tough to make those two work today. So that's kind of the way I'm playing it today, is probably to chalk it up with Straley and Kershaw. As for Jaime and Irvin Santana, I mean, I think you could look to Garcia a little bit. Let me see his salary. Yeah, 6,600 against the Twins. I could live with this play. Again, limited upside, but there's not like guys with a whole lot of upside. But the one thing you do like is, you know, he's only given up over 3 earned runs once since July the 16th. So, you know, he's been pretty good over the last couple months of the season. Not great,
but good enough. And sometimes that's all you got to really look for today. As for Irv against the Yankees, pretty tough spot for him here. You know, he's all over the map. He could give you 20, but he could also give you single digits. And for the salary that we're paying, you know, 10K, I think that's just an easy pass for me today. Fister, I don't play. Bundy against the Red Sox, you know, Bundy's not a bad pitcher by any measure. Another guy who's kind of all over the place. He probably has that kind of K upside that we look for, but 9,100 going to be pretty tough to fit in there with some Clayton Kershaw. Not impossible. I'd probably say I'd take Corbin over him for 500 more just based on the opponents that each are facing here today. Detroit and Oakland, not really interested in either pitcher there. Matt Harvey, no thanks. So there you go. That's our look at pitching. Let's get to the bats for us here tonight. We're going to take it position by position. You don't have to play catchers, but if you do, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of Dodger talk today. And Yasmani Grandal kind of checks in today at a 3K price tag on DraftKings. Pretty reasonable over there on Fantasy Draft as well. I think he's, let me take a guess here as I bring it up, 6K? On the money, there we go. 6K over on Fantasy Draft, 3K on DraftKings against Nick Pivetta. It's the right split for him. 219 ISO against righties. Pivetta, he's just not very good, I don't think. And, you know, this is an offense that can certainly get it going. I mean, this guy's given up 13 earned runs in his last two starts against Miami and the Mets. So, yeah, he could easily give it up again today. So, Grandal, probably your chalk kind of cash game play today, just based on what you're probably paying for other positions. I always like to beef Wellington Castillo against pitchers who are not very good, and I think that Doug Fister fits that profile. But we've seen him. He's either gone for really big games where he hits a home run, or he basically goes 0 for 3. So, you know, I probably wouldn't use him in my cash games today at 3,300, especially with a very obvious Yasmani Grandal option out there. But GPP plays, I always love me some beef. All right, moving on to first base. And, we get tempted by Miguel Cabrera again. That's lovely. You know, Fantasy Draft, 6K. DraftKings, 3K. This guy's only a couple of years away, removed from, you know, winning the Triple Crown. And he's cheap. And I like that play. Especially lineup order, he's batting fourth. But, you know, Chris Davis against Doug Fister is kind of interesting for me here as well. Haven't seen a lot of power from him over the last couple of weeks, but he obviously carries it in his bat. He's at that same salary. He hits lower in the order, so probably going to be more of a GPP play than cash games because you want that lineup to turn over. That extra at bat goes a really long way. But I think he's in play, certainly on Fantasy Draft too, where you're not kind of stuck with just playing one first baseman. He's going to kind of fit your builds. I think Ryan Healy's kind of interesting. Buck Farmer has not been good at all, and I don't love playing Oakland bats, but this guy's been hot. Multi-hit games in three of his last four. 6-21-0, 31-6-15. That's the FanDuel log for him. So he's at 3,800 on DraftKings, 7,600 on Fantasy Draft. So if you want to load up against Buck Farmer, I don't blame you one bit. And moderate price tag for him at 3.8. We like him better versus lefties, but who knows how long Buck Farmer's going to be in the game for. So he's a guy that I'm looking at. So those are probably my top three choices there at first base. Again, there's only seven games. It's hard to, you know, you got to take your stand somewhere. Chris Taylor over at second base, 3,500. I think he'll be a very chalky option for us today against Nicholas Pivetta, leading off for, you know, what should be a pretty prolific offense today against the Phillies. So he stands out, price per dollar play for sure. Let's see, Ian Kinsler against Jarrell Cotton, 3,900. Again, I hate really taking too many Detroit bats typically because they're just kind of quit, but he did have two hits yesterday, two runs and a walk and a stolen base. Really nice game against the White Sox for him yesterday, and the price tag is not killer on him, so I get it. The payup play is Dozier against Jaime Garcia. Dude just rakes versus lefties. 435 in that WOBA, 305 on that ISO. When you get over 300 in the ISO, that's a big thing. So Dozier's killed that handedness of pitcher for his career. If you can pay up to get him into your lineups, just fine. I think it's going to be difficult if you're spending up, though. But 5K, I get it. All right, moving on over to third base here. And we've got some value and maybe a pay-up spot potentially here with Justin Turner, who I don't think he's going to probably get many votes for the MVP, but this guy's just been a solid hitter all season long. Gets perennially, you know, overlooked. And at 4,400, it's not a killer salary. You know, you can usually get a couple of 4K guys in there batting third in that lineup. I like him a good bit today. Castellanos against Cotton, batting cleanup at 3-6. He's on my list today. And then I think David Fries against Suter could be a guy to look at. Fries has always been a better hitter versus lefties. You know, 0 for his last 7, the last 2 games, but bats usually, I believe, in the cleanup spot versus this handedness of pitcher here today. And, yeah, I mean, 367 on the WOBA, 302 average versus southpaws this season for David Fries, and he's kind of 3,100, so a nice kind of fair and balanced salary on him. You know, Machado versus Doug Fister, I've got no problem with it. I mean, Baltimore's kind of feeling like a bit of a sneaky stack today. He's 4'8", so he doesn't come cheap, but I do love me some Manny Machado. And I've already mentioned, two other Baltimore Orioles today. So, maybe. Maybe not a bad spot. Okay, moving on to shortstop. And we will go with Corey Seager. It's funny because I talked about him, I think it was on Friday's podcast. I'm like, Corey Seager just doesn't really hit home runs. And then Corey Seager decided to hit a home run. And I had him over there on Fantasy Draft, stacked up the Dodgers that day, and got some tickets, which was great. But you know, this matchup, he's got hits in a lot of games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of his last 9. I don't see Nicholas Pivetta really being much resistance. And for a salary at 4-3, you look around, like, you've got Solarte at 3-5 against Corbin. You've got Semien at 3-9. So, like, these guys are not even, like, that much cheaper than him. I guess Semien would save you 400. Like, if you need the savings, you could do it. You know, Beckham's been red hot since he's gone over to Baltimore. He is at 3-8. He's been a 4K player for a while. So I'll be curious to see how this ownership is spread around. But Seager, when you consider those other salaries, they're not like gimmies at like 3,100 or something where you're like, okay, I'm just going to put him in and move on. So he'll probably garner the most. I'd say Semien would be my one-off today against Buck Farmer if I was not going to roll Corey Seager in my games. All right, let's get to the outfield. Again, we got Chris Taylor still available for you there in the outfield. And you see a Puig starting to swing a little bit better bat. Another guy who had a nice home run for me last week. And he's batting 5th in that lineup. So if he's back in that spot, it's a pretty good price or pretty good spot for him. Price is not gimme, but I like it enough where he is in consideration. McCutchen probably your cash game play over there on Fantasy Draft and on DraftKings today. You're looking at a 37 on DraftKings, 72 over on Fantasy Draft. So it's going to fit those builds really, really well today. David Peralta, lefty-righty matchup against Perdomo. 360 WOBA for him in that handedness split. Leadoff hitter, moderate price tag. I can get behind him in cash games. I don't think I'm stacking up that team out there in Petco today, but he's probably the one-off that seems priced down a little bit. And, you know, Bellinger's fine if you can get up to him at 5-1, a 337 ISO this season. You've got Giancarlo against Matt Harvey. Let's check some Giancarlo Matt Harvey BVP real quick because it should be a decent enough sample size. And you know me, I love sample size in my BVP. And let's see what we got here. Stanton, not very good. Only 2 hits in 17 at-bats. Marcell Ozuna, a little bit better. 7 for 20 with a double and a triple. But again, some of that might have came against good Matt Harvey, not, you know, crappy Matt Harvey. So if he leaves something in the zone, still a good chance he's going to go. Always a GPP play, especially when he's locked in. He appears to be. So I'm fine with it. Like, salary seems a little bit lower than we've been getting on him. So that's one thing I certainly do like. Matt Joyce against Buck Farmer. I hate paying 4-4. But, man, I love Joyce, you know, against righties. And he's been I mean, look at these logs. Okay, I'm going to give you the game log here. This is since August the 29th. And this is we'll throw it over to DraftKings points here. 16, 9, 13, 22, 10, 18, 21, 4, 5, 16, 0, 9. Like, that's a really, really solid play from him. I don't love the 4.4 salary because that's a big-time salary there on him. But that's probably going to lower his ownership a good bit. So I'll put him on my list today with that ownership dropping. Ozuna at 4.7, we talked about some of the success he has had against Matt Harvey. Pretty good, you know, season all around. 390 versus righties in the WOBA, 254 in that ISO. Matt Olson, if he is in the lineup today, another guy just crushing right-handed pitching, 443 in the WOBA, 413 in the ISO for Oakland. Oakland, a very sneaky, not even sneaky, but a good stack today if you can make it happen. Probably not playing Rhys Hoskins against Clayton Kershaw, but cheese is good. He'll probably play Rhys Hoskins because he loves himself some Rhys Hoskins, but I'm not going there today in my games. I think that kind of covers it. So quickly, let's go through some of the stacks that I like today. Obviously, I think the Dodgers are going to be chalk. I think the Orioles are under the radar. I think Oakland is interesting today. Prices are up on them, so maybe we'll get them at a little bit lower ownership. And that's it. That's kind of what I got. So you know what? If you're looking to get in some baseball, it should be a lot more people who play football might say, hey, maybe I'll make a baseball lineup today. So who knows? Maybe you'll get some easier games than normal on this Monday. You also have the Monday-Thursday contests happening across the industry, including over on Fantasy Draft. And we've got our lineup builder show. Big T and Shop will be breaking down the Monday-Thursday slate. I believe it's a freemium show, so it's live at 1. And then if you're a premium member, you can watch it on demand. Or a new advancement on the Roto Grinders app. We now have premium podcasts on the app. So I know a lot of people, you know, sometimes it's hard to find that content, or, you know, you want to listen to certain things, but you don't want to listen on the desktop. Well, it's right there in the app. All you do is click that more button on that front screen, and then you'll see it under premium. You'll have like premium chat, and then you'll see premium podcast. So click that button. Everything you subscribe to that we have premium podcasts for will show up on that. So that will include these lineup builder shows. So, you know, Monday and Thursday, all the different sites will get those. And then obviously FanDuel and DraftKings have their cash and GPP ones that we do a little bit later in the week. And you can find them there if you just want to listen to the audio of those things. So pretty cool stuff. Dev team, thanks for getting that done. And it gives you an easy spot to find the premium audio that you're looking for, including the Swolecast, the ownership report, and things like that. That's it for me. I am done for today. We will be back tomorrow. Tuesday is always a great GPP slate in Daily Fantasy Baseball, so I'll be talking that next tomorrow on the show. Thanks to Fantasy Draft for sponsoring this. Also, big thanks to all of you who have already subscribed to our great podcast channel, the football channel, the Morning Grind, this very one. Please leave some positive 5-star reviews for all of us. And do know, SiriusXM, Crane, and Cards today at 1 Eastern. Catch those guys. But I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again tomorrow here on RotoGrinders.com.